Canto 10, Chapter 85. Lord Krishna instructs Vasudev. And today's texts are number 16, 17, and 18. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we'll read through together text 16 and 17, and then we'll do we'll repeat responsibly number 18.
Yadrichayanitam papya sukalpam iha dullabham swarthe pramattasya vayo gatam tammayayeshwara.
Translation. By good fortune, a soul may obtain a healthy human life, an opportunity rarely achieved. But if he is nonetheless deluded about what is best for him, O Lord, your illusory maya will cause him to waste his entire life. Text 17.
Asavaham namai vaite dehe chasyan vadadishu sneha pashar nibhagnati bhavan sarvam idam jagat.
You keep this whole world bound up by the ropes of affection. And thus, when people consider their material bodies, they think, this is me. And when they consider their progeny and other relations, they think, these are mine. Please repeat.
Yuvamana sutau sakshat. Pradhana Purusheshwarau Bhubhara Kshatra Shappana Avatinau Tathathaha Yuvamana Sutau Sakshat Pradhana Purusheshwaro Bhubhara Kshatra Kshapana Avatino Tathathaha Yuvamana Sutau Sakshat Pradhana Purusheshwaro Bhubharakshatrakshapana Avatino Tathathaha.
Yuvamana Sutau Sakshat Pradhana Purusheshwaro Okay, students.
Pradhana Purusheshwaro Bhubhara Kshatra Kshapana bhavati mau tathatah.
Vandana
suta sakshat. Vandana purusheshwara. Bhuvarakshatrashatana. Agati mau tathatah. Yogam namasutav sakshat pradhana purusheshwara bhara chatra satana agati nau tatatah yogam namasutav sakshat Pradhana Purusheshwaro Bhuvarakshatrashatana Avatirno Tathatah.
Word for word. Yuvam, you too. Na, not. Naha, our. Sutau, sons. Sakshat, directly. Pradhana Purusha, of nature and its creator, Mahavishnu. Ishwara, the supreme controllers. Bhu, of the earth. Bhara, the burden. Kshatra, loyalty. Shapani, for eradicating. Avatirna, descended. Tatha, so. Atha, you have said. Ha, indeed. Ha ha. Translation and purport by the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. You are not our sons, but the very lords of both material nature and its creator, Mahavishnu. So this is Vasudev speaking. You are not our sons, but the very lords of both material nature and its creator, Mahavishnu. As you yourself have told us, you have descended to rid the earth of the rulers who are a heavy burden upon her. Purport. According to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti, in this verse, Vasudev offers himself and his wife as excellent examples of those who are materially deluded. Although at the time of his birth in Kamsa's prison, Lord Krishna told Vasudev and Devaki that his mission was to rid the earth of unwanted Kshatriyas, still his two parents could not avoid thinking of him as their helpless son, who needed protection from King Kamsa. In reality, of course, both Vasudev and Devaki were participating in the divine pastimes of the Lord's birth under the perfect direction of his internal energy. Only out of transcendental humility does Vasudev criticize himself in this way. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Vishnu Paraya Krishna Pishthaya Bhutale Sumatra Srila Rahupati Namini Shri Shri Vinyat Vidhira Parapanka Jadayani Prabhupada Nuvadaya Namaha Shri Virabhavi Vishnu Paraya Krishna Pishthaya Bhutale Sumatra Bhakti Vinanta Swami Tinamini Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharani Nirvishesh Shanyavari Paschatari Shutani Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, Vasudeva is speaking. I'll just go back to text 16, which says, by good fortune, a soul may obtain a healthy human life. an opportunity rarely achieved. So, by good fortune, we have all achieved this healthy human life. And this is considered to be a very rare opportunity to get this human form of life. It is it's considered a rare opportunity because it is very difficult to receive, to get. Many years ago, my son used to have these cards, and he would say, "Peter, this is a rare card." Have you ever heard that? The Pokemon? He said, "This is a rare card, it's very difficult to get, and it costs a lot of money." Now, much more than that is the human form of life. Now, there are many types of lives, divided into many big categories. For example, all the living entities that live in water, what do you call those? The living entities that live in the ocean, live in water. Fish, but they're a big group. Includes all the living entities. They are called, begins with A. Yeah. Amphibians? Okay, good try. Dharma. Sea creatures. Okay. Yes. Yeah. Aquatics. Anyone else? Yes. Mammals. Okay. So aquatics. Aquatics include all of them. So there are a very big number of species in the water. 900,000, which is almost a million species in the water. Now, how many species are there altogether described in the Shastras? How many species of life altogether are described? How many million? 8 million? 8,400,000, right? This is the amount of species in all the different parts of the world. So in the water we have 900,000 aquatics, and then above that you have the trees and plants. Who knows how many million trees and plants there are? This is another big group of living entities. They're also alive. Anyone can tell? Yes, Gopal? 400,000, that's human beings. Trees and plants are 2 million. Then we have the next group, which are insects and reptiles. So we had first the aquatics, then we have trees and plants, 2 million, and now we have insects and reptiles. How many million is that? 1,100,000. Sorry? Just in Alachua. I think we have more than that in Alachua. In Gainesville area. Actually, if you're flying into Gainesville, you see a forest. You don't actually see any roads. You only see a forest. There's so many trees. It's actually very good. Because what does the tree give us which is beneficial? Yes. Yes. Arish? Oxygen. Very good. And then there are the species of birds. How many species of birds are there? Dharma? 400,000? No, that's human beings. That's human species. 40? No, it's a lot more than that. It's 1 million species of birds. And then there are beasts. Four-legged creatures and others. 300 million. No, oh, sorry, 3 million, sorry. 3 million, that's a lot, 300 million. And then we have the human species that are 400,000. So these are the big categories of living entities, 8,400,000 species of life. And it is described that one has to go through all of these living entities, all these living species, and then finally come back to the human form of life. So that is why Srila Prabhupada was very careful to instill and repeatedly how important the human form of life is. It is by good fortune a soul may obtain a healthy human form. So that is why we put so much emphasis on training. Srila Prabhupada started the Gokul system, the schools for children, so that from a very young age, Kumara, from that very young age, they could actually start learning about life in this world, what is our real position, who we are we these bodies or spirit, and in this way develop our spiritual life, so that at the end of this lifetime we can go back home, back to Godhead, and we don't have to come back and take so many millions of forms of species of life. Now the word deluded is mentioned. But if he is nonetheless deluded about what is best for him, O Lord, your illusory maya will cause him to waste his entire life. So, deluded, who knows what deluded means? Delude. Nobody? Adults? Oh, there's a boy. Yes, Gopal. Bewildered, that's another word for that, yes, sure. Deluded, bewildered, confused. Sorry? Moha. What does it mean in English?
Delusion.
Deluded, it's the same. And then there's mistaken or misleading. Have you ever seen on the road when you're driving in your car on a very hot day, you see water up the road? Have you ever seen that? There's water on a very hot day. Sorry? Tell me again. It's a mirage, yes. So the eyes are misleading us to think that actually there is water, when in fact there is no water there. It is just a mirage. Thank you. And then it says, Maya will cause him to waste his entire life. How is it that someone could waste his life? How can someone waste his life? In what way? Yes, Gopal?
Not following the four principles.
Not following the four principles. Very good. You could waste your entire life. Because if you don't follow the four principles, then it's very difficult to maintain spiritual life. And our whole life could be wasted doing other things. People waste their life. Srila Prabhupada describes that eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, these are things that we do. However, if one only do these things and don't have any desire for anything spiritual, anything for purifying ourselves so that we can go back to the spiritual world where we belong, go back home. If we only do activities of eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, birth, disease, old age, and death, then we'll stay in this world for a very long time. In fact, we have already been here for a long time. So now we have a chance by the mercy, first of all, by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who has who has been very sympathetic towards us. He wanted to save us all, and therefore he has brought the Sankirtan movement. And then more than that, or equally, is Srila Prabhupada, who has left India at a very old age to come to America to spread this message so that we can all take advantage. In Bhagavad Gita it is described, Mogasha Mogakarmano Mogha Jnana Vichetasaha. Rakshasim Asurim Chaiva Prakritim Mohimim Shrita. Those who are thus bewildered are attracted by the demonic and atheistic views. In that deluded condition, their hopes of liberation, their fruitive activities and their culture of knowledge are all defeated. And for those who are not deluded, Mahatmanastumam partha daivim prakritim mashritaha bhajanta nanya manaso gyatva bhutadim avyayam. O son of Pitta, those who are not deluded, these are those who are not mistaken, the great souls, they are under the protection of the divine nature. They are fully engaged in devotional service because they know me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, original and inexhaustible. I heard a story recited by Indrajumna Maharaj about the Jamil. That Narad Muni, he really wanted to help a Jamil, and therefore he came down and went to a Jamil's place and said, "My dear Jamil, please chant the holy names of the Lord." And the Jamil got very upset. He was at that time very much into sense gratification. Therefore, he got very, very upset and he said, "Get away from here, I don't want to hear anything. What are you talking about, holy name?" So he mentioned it three times, and Ajamil from inside was saying, "I'm going to kill you, get away from here." And so, when he mentioned it the third time, Ajamil came outside and rushed him. But Narad Muni, of course, he can fly in the air, so he flew up in the air. And while he was going away, he was telling Ajamil that, "Please chant the holy names, but if you can't do that, at least you're going to be getting a son. You should name him Narayan." So, towards the end of his life, you remember the story, he became very old and sickly and he was about to die. And he was trying to remember what Narad Muni, and he was saying, he couldn't get the name Narayan correctly in the beginning. And then by trying over and over, he got the name Narayan. So he said, "Okay, you'll name this boy Narayan." And that time you know the rest of the story of how he was calling for his son Narayan. And Lord Narayan, the Supreme Lord, came to rescue him. Duryodhan was deluded, was mistaken in the palace. Do you know that story? Kids? Yeah? Good. So, Yudhishthira Maharaj and the Pandavas, they had the palace built by Maya Danava, and the floor looked like water. So they were mistaking the water for floor, and he walked into the water, and he was very much embarrassed by that. Everyone started laughing at him. And Krishna was also there. And Krishna laughed also. Yudhishthira Maharaj, he was trying to tell the residents, "Please don't laugh at him." And Krishna said, no, just you can laugh. Just laugh as much as you want. So one can be deluded in this so many different ways. Now, for one who is not deluded, satatam kirtayanto mam yatantascha dridhavrata namasyantascha mam bhaktya nitya yukta upasate. Always chanting my glories, endeavoring with great determination, bowing down before me, these great souls perpetually worship me with devotion. So the devotees of the Lord, those who are not bewildered and deluded, they are constantly engaged in chanting the names of the Lord, worshipping Him with devotion, and so forth. Now, the illusory maya will cause him to waste his entire life. Wasting entire life means not having anything to do with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We are not interested in worshiping Him. And those who are devotees of the Lord, they take every minute to worship the Lord. You keep this whole world bound up by the ropes of affection. And thus, when people consider their material bodies, they think, this is me. So, people in general, sometimes you meet people on the streets, and they're so much into their body and into their possessions. And therefore, they're tied, they're bound up very strongly to this material world. Those who have facility, devotees, those who are God conscious, they know that everything that they possess will be taken away. Everything in this world will be taken away from us. Everything material will be taken away. Because they don't belong to us. We are just using everything temporarily while we are here. And we are trained by Srila Prabhupada and his disciples how to act and how to use everything in the service of Krishna. So in that way we don't get bound to things in this world. And when they consider their progeny and other relations, they think, these are mine. So a devotee knows that everything is given to him for his service to Krishna. So we use everything we have. You have your books, you have your pencils, you have your clothes, you have all these different things that you have, and many other things will come in the future. All these things that we possess, home and land and so forth, all of these will be taken away. Someone else is going to use them in the future, because we're going to leave this body. So that is why we are trained up not to become attached to anything, because the attachment also brings suffering. When you're tightly glued to something, and then it is taken away, it creates a lot of pain. Then it says here, Vasudeva is saying more, you are not our sons, but the very lords of both material nature and its creator Mahavishnu. But still it is described here, Srila Prabhupada, the disciples of Srila Prabhupada are saying, although at the time of his birth in Kamsa's prison, Lord Krishna told Vasudeva and Devaki that his mission was to rid the earth of unwanted kshatriyas. His mission was to get rid of all the unwanted demons, non-devotees. Still, his two parents could not avoid thinking of him as their helpless son, who needed protection from King Kamsa. So this will happen, happens to practically everyone. They get a child and they take care of the child, and who will not think like that? It's very difficult. So Vasudeva and Devaki, of course, they want to take full, they want to give full protection to Krishna, and they did. Only out of transcendental humility does Vasudeva criticize himself in this way. So I'll stop there, see if anyone has any questions or comments. Any children have any questions or comments? Okay, so we'll end there. Shri Prabhupada ki jai, Shri Bhagavatam ki jai.